is heaven to me. Thank you, Lord. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Yes, it is. Your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts. And we say, rest. Rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon our hearts. Don't you want them to rest this morning? Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts. And this morning the TMC family came to say to you, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon our hearts. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts. And we say, rest, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Reign, Jesus. Reign, Jesus. Reign, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning. Move, Jesus. Move, Jesus, in our hearts. Move, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, rule, reign, move, rest, rule, reign, move, rest, rule, reign, move, rest, rule, reign, move like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon our hearts. Like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon our hearts. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. Lord, rest upon our hearts. Saturate us with your love, saturate us with your peace, saturate us with your hope, saturate us with your strength, God, and we will forever give thanks to you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. Put your hands together. He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy. Worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy. Worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks, say it loud, unto the Lord. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy. Worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. Oh, he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, hallelujah, worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. For he is good, yes, he is good. Every day he is, for he is good, yes, he is good. When he woke up this morning, he is good, yes, he is good. For he is good, yes, he is good. For he is good. For he is good all the time. He is, for he is good. He's better than good to us. Hallelujah. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, lift up your voices and give God the praise this morning. Hallelujah. Host, take it away.
Good morning. Good morning, my TMC family. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us this morning. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for a praise and worship. And Minister Simone, and I wish, I'm calling in from Vancouver, Canada, and I wish you all of the kingdom, warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference, Psalms 88 and verse 13, but to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The website is themasterscall.net, that is themasterscall.net, and all messages have been archived on the website as well as our speaker's bio. The theme for this year in 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you felt led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Willa did this morning, as a psalmist, as Minister Tiffany, or as myself, the host, or to share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Today is Inspirational Monday, and Dr. Vanessa is the host and speaker. Also as well, Fridays we take your prayer request, quick quest, and praise report live in the second half of the call. What brought us together was the phenomenal company, Artistry International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artistry Live. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, which is held immediately following this call, and also on Monday through Friday, which is it's led by a group of dynamic leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound, and the bypass number is 716-293-9707. That's a free call for those that need can't get through. Again, as I said, today is Inspirational Monday, and it is led by Dr. Vanessa, which is the host and speaker for today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce our speaker that is coming up now. Actually, really need no introduction, but her name is Prophet Kai, and she has, she's an electrical engineer, a mentor, a mother, and a coacher. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray, and the next voice you will hear will be Prophet Kai. Dear God, thank you for the life you've given us, and into your hands do I commit our lives. You are our protector, O Lord. Guide and protect me or us in all our doings. You are our refuge. Please shield us under your wings and deliver us from trouble. As we step out of the house today, be with us and within us. Walk beside us, before us, and behind us. Please give us strength and courage when things go wrong, and help us to find comfort in you, knowing that you, Lord, are in control. Thank you for being safe in our race, Father God. Also as well, Lord, watch over Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weathers soon, dear Father God, that give us this platform to strengthen ourselves. Also watch over Prophet Kai as she pour out on us this morning, Father God. As she does so, fill her back up, Father God. Bless and keep us throughout this day as we go through our day, dear God. These and all other mercies I ask under the sound of my voice, in your name's sake, amen. Prophet Kai, are you there, please?
I am here, Minister Simone. Thank you so much for hosting with such Jesus joy. And of course, we want to say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts, for their yes in founding the Master's Call. And of course, we give all praise, all glory, all honor to our Daddy God, our big brother Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We are going to get right into the Word. And we are in the midst of the series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is holiness. And when I was before you the last time, we were talking about the assignment is holiness, and we were looking at some of the scriptures about holiness, and one of the some of the scriptures we were looking at were Hebrews 12 and 14, strive for peace with everyone and for holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. And we were also looking at 1 Peter 1, 15 through 16, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. So we have been looking at being holy because the Lord your God is holy. And we were looking at holiness and the fact that God's holiness is one of the more difficult attributes of God to explain. And we also looked at the definition of holiness in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, in both the Greek and the Hebrew. And the Hebrew word for holiness is gadesh, which means apartness, sacredness, or separateness. And we looked at it in the Greek, and the holy word is hagios, which means something similar, which means pure, morally blameless, or set apart. So today, as we look at holiness, we are going to look at how do we cultivate holiness? How do we begin to continue to walk out holiness? What does that look like from a practical, everyday human being perspective? How do we begin to become holy because I, the Lord your God, am holiness? How do we walk out holiness every day, considering we are human? Considering that we walk each and every day here on earth, what does that look like for us? Because, you know me, I'm about, you know, hey, I'm practical. How do I do this, God? How do I become more and more like you each and every day? And so I want to look at Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is holiness. But how do I cultivate God? How do I cultivate that holiness? And so the first thing that we must understand is we have to understand that the way to holiness for us is through Jesus Christ. Understand that Jesus is the way to holiness. So that's the first thing that we have to do, is understand that without a relationship with Jesus, there is no holiness. So we look at 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do, for it is written, be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. So we do that through relationship with God. Well, what does that mean? How do I do that? What does that look like in a practical sense? Well, that comes through dying to self. We die to who we are. We die and surrender to our desires and allow the Holy Spirit who lives in us to rest, rule, and abide and lead us to those things that God desires for, in, and through us. God created you just as you are, which means that you are beautiful just because, just as you are. God has created you with weakness and to make with all of your past mistakes. He loves you right where you are. You are beautiful, and he recognizes that you will struggle, that you will fall short, and seeking holiness means committing to the practice of leaving those vices behind you for the sake of God, that you will turn from your wicked ways and walk according to that which God has placed in you. So it is dying to the flesh and seeking the Spirit, that which God has placed within you. So we have to recognize and seek that holiness through the Spirit of Christ, which he has placed within us, through the Holy Spirit, which God has given us. So we have to die to our flesh and our desires and ourselves and seek that which God has called us to. And that is a daily, sometime minute-by-minute thing that we have to walk out. So we have to trust the process and trust that God will lead us through the process and trust the relationship that we have with him. And the second way that we continue to cultivate that holiness is we can continue to build our love and understanding of Scripture. And that means that we daily get into the Word. We continue to read and search and understand our Bible each and every day. We memorize Scripture. We delve into the Word. Sanctify them in truth, in the truth of your Word. John 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth of your Word. So that means we search the Word. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ears attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Proverbs 2:1-5. So we have to delve into the Word. We have to love it, seek it out, gain understanding through the Word of God. That is how we continue to cultivate that holiness. Romans 12:1-2 is how we continue to cultivate holiness. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will, pleasing, and what is God's pleasing and perfect will. That is how we continue to cultivate holiness. which is our reasonable service, by the transforming of our minds, by the renewing of our minds. See, God has told us how we continue to cultivate this holiness. We have got to stay in his word. We've got to love the word. We've got to love seeking him first. We've got to love being in his word. See, that's part of the process. If we don't continue to love and understand scripture, then we can't continue to cultivate that holiness. We've got to have the relationship. We've got to build the word. We've got to continue to grow in the word. See, if we're not continuing to delve in that word, as it tells us in Proverbs 2:1-5, if we're not continuing to do that every day, if we're not continuing to just fortify ourselves, then we cannot cultivate that holiness. We have to continue to cultivate the holiness. The third thing is we have to be dead to sin and alive in Christ. We have to be dead to sin. If you are a Christian, you already are. Claim that. Walk in that. Regard yourself dead to the dominion and power of sin and alive in Christ. Romans 6:11. You've got to be dead to sin. You cannot allow it to have power over you, dominion over you. You have got to walk according to the power of God. And dead to sin means practicing self-control. It means not giving in to the desire of your flesh. It means not walking as the world walks. It means setting yourself apart. It means truly doing no self-check. And saying, Lord, am I tolerating sin in any area of my life? If I am, show me me. Show me where it is. And then doing what you need to do to repent of that sin, turning to God and asking him for his help to cut that out. And being repentant, turning from your wicked way. But you have to die to that sin. The fourth thing is spending time in prayer. And prayer doesn't just mean you talking to God, but it is waiting for his response. It is allowing him to give you the direction he is trying to give you after you pray. Prayer works. No one but God is sufficient to bring clean out of unclean. David in Psalm 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Renew a right spirit in me. David prayed for a clean heart. So we must spend time praying. The word says, pray without ceasing. Pray for holiness. Spend time asking God. Ask him. Because it is not easy. Holiness is not an easy task. Now, it's not a prayer that needs to be long and extravagant and wordy. You can just simply ask him, Lord, help me walk holy. Help me walk upright before you. But go to Daddy God and ask him for his help. Holiness requires you praying and seeking him for guidance in how to do it. Prayer changes things. But also listen for how he desires you to walk it out. And when he gives you the answer, write it down. Make sure you understand what he has called you to do and how he's called you to do it. Because the instruction might not be what you thought it was. How we cultivate holiness is truly about our relationship with God and surrendering and submitting it to him. And we need to set ourselves apart to do that. We need to make sure that as we are walking these steps out, we are not turning to the world and looking at what it is doing or how it is doing it, but that we are truly focused on our relationship with God and what he is saying to us. See, we oftentimes get caught up with what the world is doing and what it looks like to them and how it doesn't. We need to set ourselves apart. It's not about the world and what it looks like and what it looks like to them. See, it is time that we are the example to the world and stop letting the world be the example to us. It is time that we count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is holiness. And cultivating that holiness is really walking out our relationship with God and what he is ordaining for us. See, this season that we are in, these situations that we are finding ourselves in require a holiness that is where we have set ourselves apart and are in right relationship with him. We've got to stop playing with God. This is too serious. Cultivating holiness, walking out our relationship with him. It's time for us to get serious about this thing. Be holy,
For I, the Lord your God, am holy. It's a mandate. It's not a suggestion. Now, he's given us an option, just like he's given us an option to be in relationship with him. We have a choice. My suggestion is that we choose wisely. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is holiness. Back to you, Minister Simone.
Thank you, Prophet Kai, for that powerful message this morning on holiness. Let us pray. Oh, Father and our God, thank you, dear God, for this another glorious and wonderful day that you've given to us, Father God. Thank you for that powerful message also as well from Prophet Kai, dear Lord. Fill her back up, Father God, as she has just emptied out on us, Father. Watch over her and protect her, her family, her KMC family, every one of us, dear Father God. Under the sound of my voice, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the playback of this message, dial 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-6677-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call following this call is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And our speaker will be Dr. Vanessa, host and speaker this morning on Inspirational Monday. Thanks again, Thomas Tiffany, for bringing us those wonderful songs of praise this morning. And thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting and seating us this morning. And thanks again to Prophet Kai for bringing that powerful message this morning on holiness. And Prophet Kai, could you come back in and give us the benediction, please?
And thank you, of course, Minister Simone, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for allowing us to come together here on the Master's Call, to come together to hear a word for such a time as this. Lord, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we ask that you continue to lead, guide, and order our steps. Father, we want to make sure that we glorify your name and magnify your name. We ask that you continue to just be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We glorify you and magnify you and seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.